Hello and welcome to the Lawn Care Together podcast. If this is your first time listening to the show, my name is Alex. If you are a common listener, I appreciate you sticking around, coming back. Happy 2023. You know, a lot's happened. It is now February. We skipped a month or two on podcasts. Just kind of catching up and focusing in on life a little bit. And it hasn't really snowed, so I can't even use that as an excuse that I've been busy plowing snow or anything like that. But, you know, we've just kind of taking a step away from the business for a little bit. You know, nothing's really going on our end, but it's time to recalibrate and get ourselves back into business mode because we are heading into, well, February, March. It's kind of the pickup, start to advertise part of the season. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. But the main thing that I want to talk about today is tips to start your lawn care business in 2023. So we're going to run through a who, what, when, where, why. Not in that order. But you know, it's your five W's. The reason I want to do it in this structure is so that we're answering all the questions, right? So I wrote down some notes here. So if you hear the paper in the background, you know, I'm actually structured for today, and that might be a new theme in 2023. We might actually have a little bit of structure going into these episodes. I'm not going to commit on any, you know, 2 a week, 3 a week, 4 a week podcasts. We're going to see what happens. You know, this is a podcast that is recreation for me. It's something that's fun for me. You know, if I want to take it a little bit more serious, which I would love to, you know, I set some goals for myself in 2023. You know, we actually tried to set up, you know, about 100 goals, I think it was. Was me and my wife, a little theme that we were going into 2023 that we were trying to do. And now this is like, it wasn't even goals. It was things that you want to happen in 2023 or something like that. So some of it's goals, some of it's just minor things. Like, I want to be a better person. I want to be able to do this. Now, to set a goal, it has to be measurable and things like that. So how do you measure, you know, I want to be a better person? You can't. But you can define acts, maybe, things you can break down every single one of those. And then that helps develop it into a goal. Or at least it gives you a strategy in the way to like how you want to do that. Same way, we're going to kind of break down all of our problems today with the five W's, who, what, when, where, why. And you know, the only place that is right to start on a who, what, when, where, why is not with who, but why, right? So if you think about it, you want to start with your why. If you're thinking about getting started in your business or starting a lawn care business or a landscaping business or any of those, which we will get into a little bit down the line here, but you want to consider what is your why. Simon Sinek, actually, you know, a guy who wrote a book. I couldn't even tell you what he did before that. I should know, but he's pretty much one of those guys that goes around, gives speeches and pretty much tells people to be better bosses, be better people. You know, you want to grow your business, you got to start with why. The book's probably really good. You know, I've watched a lot of YouTube videos. I don't think I've read the book. I might actually have the book on Audible. Probably should take a listen to it, huh? But not a promotion or anything like that. We are strictly going to go off of, I'm agreeing with a statement that just happened to remind me that there is a book with the same title. So you want to start with your why. And the reason you want to start with your why is because you need to address the purpose that you have in this business. Your why is your purpose. You know, if you are in a situation where you need more money, then needing more money is part of your purpose. But you want to boil that down even further and figure out, why do you need more money? Do you need more money because you want to have a better life? Do you want more money because you want to be able to, you know, have the money to actually sustain the amount of spending that you actually do? You said actually a lot there, so I apologize for that. But if you need to just up your income to support your lifestyle currently, and not even a lifestyle that you're trying to move towards, you know, that might be a big push as to why you want to start your own business as a side hustle. Add extra income on top of, you know, having a full-time job or a part-time job that you already have right now. Lawn care can be full-time, it can be part-time. And you know, we've had podcasts about that in the past. Feel free to go back and listen. It was actually one of the best podcasts that we've had, you know, in terms of listens on the show. And so I highly encourage you to go back and listen to any of the episodes that we've had in the past, preferably not the first like 20. They weren't the best quality. You know, we learned a lot along the way. And heading into 2023, hopefully the production value and everything along that line is better, but we will see. You know, it's still a one-man show. I do this all myself. I, you know, have family and friends help out here and there, in terms of, you know, promotion. I have my brother on every now and then, my dad on every now and then. I had my cousin on, talking about his business, Viking Sewer Rehab. So shout out to them again. Austin, thanks for coming on the show. You know, go check out those episodes. You know who I haven't heard from in a while is Mikey Wagner and Mike Gunn. They did a Snow Dogs episode, and then I haven't heard from them since. So hopefully, you know, this prompts them, and maybe if they're listening, they get back into it as well, because this is something that is very time-consuming to actually record an episode and then put it out. As far as I know, they said they don't really do any crazy mastering of their podcast, which, you know, speeds it up a little bit, but I loved the content that we were able to build together, and I love the content that they churn out as well. So hopefully they can continue to do that. But back into our why. So why this option, or, you know, one thing you want to address is, why did you decide to do a lawn care business? Why not, you know, a sewing business? Why not a graphic design t-shirt business? Why not go power wash? Why not, scaling off of power washing? You know, I've been seeing videos about doing garbage can cleaning, and I'm considering adding that as a service to my business. Garbage can cleaning, you can do 15 cans for $20 a can or something like that, or 15 houses. Think about that. It really doesn't take you all that long. It's just gross, disgusting work. Do you really want to do it? Nah, probably not. But the right price, you know, you'll do anything, right? And if you can make a quick buck, that might be a good one. If, you know, anybody's out there deciding what they want to do, and this is preemptively doing your research and listening to the podcasts out there, this is something that you consider, is maybe doing a garbage can cleaning business. You just go to door to door in your neighborhood, and you can be the dude that cleans everybody's cans, and you'll be their best friend because nobody likes to smell them. Nobody likes to look at them. You know, they got a party coming up, throw you a couple extra bones, make sure you actually get a good job, get down deep into the can and get all that scum and garbage stains that are on the bottom of the, you know what I mean? anyway, you know, you could go work for somebody else. So why not work for somebody else? That's another why. There's a lot of whys. I want you to sit down. If you're thinking about starting a business, start writing why, you know, write down why 10 times, you know, one on top of another. And then I want you to fill out the sentence. And that's kind of what I did here. And I want you to fill out, you know, why shouldn't I work for someone else? And then answer your question. Why do you want to learn a new skill? Or why should you learn a new skill? You know, that makes you more marketable. It makes you self-sustainable. It makes you self-reliant. Why do you want to do this? Maybe it's because you want to build your own schedule. Building your own schedule is a phenomenal reason why you'd want to go into business for yourself. But I will also throw out the warning, and I don't know if anybody else will throw out this warning. And because, you know, that's the entrepreneurship, you know, you get to be your own boss. But if you think about it, to truly be your own boss, and the one meme that I will see or say that I do see out there is like, oh, I decided to quit my full-time job so I could work 24/7, 365. And then it's like the, you know, you're the clown meme, but you really can't build your own schedule. You do have to realize that to some degree, especially in lawn care, your customers expect you to be there either weekly or biweekly. If you are setting up landscaping and you can be more profitable, now we'll get into landscaping later, but you can set up certain entities in your business to be more profitable, maybe allow you to take time off throughout the summer, take time off throughout the year. Some people are doing projects late in the fall or even in the winter, you know, as it makes sense or the weather sees fit. There's a lot of whys to going into lawn care or going into business for yourself. So I want everyone who's thinking about it to just consider, why should you go into business? Write down why, you know, 10 times. If you fill out that list and you answer all those questions and you still have some more whys, keep going. You're definitely going to want to answer all those questions for yourself before you move on any further than that. You know, when is going to be my next one that I want to talk about. So we're kind of bouncing around here because there's ways to go about starting your business. Timelines on starting your business, you know, some things take a little bit. You know, how legitimate do you want to be? We can kind of get into, again, we'll get into the hows or whatever you want to say as we progress here. But when should you get started? It's going to be now. If you're thinking about doing this, I want you to start with your list of whys. And that is you getting started for yourself in business right now, whether you're deciding you are doing it or not. And once you answer all those questions, I want you to go figure out how you can start an LLC. I don't want you to spend a lot of time. We use Zen Business to do ours. You can do it online. You can do it yourself. You can do the research and figure out how to do it yourself. There's YouTube videos out there probably to tell you how to do it. I'm sure there's blog posts out there to tell you how to do it. Use Google, go online, figure out what works for you, or you know, hire a lawyer. Get somebody. I'm sure there, and this is a great way to get started too, is find a lawyer, find somebody who does create LLCs for people. It'll be done correctly. And now you have a contact for any time you have a business question related to your LLC. What's it cover? What's it do this? You know, should you be a self-proprietor? How do you want to go into business? That is going to be a question you have to answer for yourself. We did LLC. I don't really see a need for anything bigger than that at our level, especially if you're going to be a solo guy. More, again, questions to answer down the line. But if you think about it, you know, you could be an S corp and all these other things, but once you start paying people, you have a lot of employees, that's where you kind of start changing the structure of your business. Taxes and things like that matter a little bit. I don't want to say more, but differently. Okay. You know, and how do you, like I said, do you plan on being legitimate? How do you plan on claiming this? Do you plan on it being a side hustle where you're only going to do it for a year or two? And a little bit goes back to your why. On like, why are you doing this? Like, are you doing it for a year because you need the money right now? But do you plan on sticking with it? You know, all those questions are the ones that you're gonna. Once you answer them, you'll be able to circle back to the who, what, when, and where's, and you'll be able to easily or more easy start your business and answer the questions as you keep hitting roadblocks down the line. Now, I said when's the best time to get started. Now. Why am I saying that? One, you got to do all the processing if you decide to actually, you know, get an LLC. It doesn't take very long, but it takes a little bit. You got to get your entity number or whatever it is. You got to get a bank account, preferably. I think you have to for an LLC, if I'm correct, but I could be wrong there. You would get an EIN number. You know, if you're filling out, you know, tax information properly, you're filing with the state, you have everything all set up correctly, right? And then doing that takes a little bit of time, but it's also February, okay? In Northeast Pennsylvania, we get started cutting mid-April. We could probably start doing some cleanups in March. So if you really think about it, we're already in the beginning or so window of opportunity, especially because as far as I can tell, it's going to be warming up in March. It's going to be warming up in February for sure. March is hit or miss. You know, if it snows, great, because we're going to get some money on the snow side, which we were kind of banking on a little bit this winter. It would have been nice. You know, have 2-3 storms by now. We only had one, but it is what it is, and that's the way business is. So now is the time to start to advertise, get out, and, you know, walk your block. You know, figure out whatever you're going to do for advertising now. And that is going to, well, one, lead us into another topic, but that is going to be the start of getting your name out there, whatever you name your business. And so one thing I will say, we named our company Blades LLC, you know, Blades Lawn and Landscape, Blades, you know, whatever. We don't really have like an official name there. It's just Blades. You know, if anyone ever asked me, I say Blades Lawn Care, so they understand what we do. But, you know, our logo is Blades or Blades LLC. And, you know, that's what our business name is as well. So name it something that's not like Alex's Lawn Care. Now, you could do that, but do you know what you really have your plan for with your business? Your why might have answered that, or your list of whys might have answered that. But if it didn't, you know, you want to keep it as, you know, sellable as possible down the line, because you can sell your lawn care business as well. So nobody's going to want to buy Alex's Lawn Care. They might want to buy Blades LLC, you know, 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, as long as, you know, everything else is set up properly, you know, customer lists and everything like that, the CRM, everything is well managed. If it looks like a good company to purchase, then somebody might actually buy it. And that's my goal, is to make sure that, you know, we continue to develop our company into something that is sellable, whether I choose to or not. As long as it's sellable, I know I'm operating the way I should be. But again, that was for the when. Do it now. The sooner you get started, the sooner you get things in motion, the better. The other key point, and I'm just going to take a quick break really quick. I have an important point coming up, but I'm going to take a quick break, get a sip of water, and we will be right back. I actually have COVID as I'm recording this. So, I'm like 6 or 7 days in. My voice has been a little hoarse, so you can probably tell listening to this, but just need a little sip of water, maybe a cough drop, and we'll get back into it.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but we just wanted to take a quick break to thank you for taking the time to listen into today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe with notifications to receive an alert every time an episode is released. If you truly don't want to miss it, follow us at Bleeds LLC or The Lawn Care Together on Instagram. Now let's get back to the show.
Alrighty, and we are back. All right, so like I said when I left you, we have a very important point to make in terms of why doing it now is important. And if you've ever been in a scenario where you're in the loop, where you're constantly trying to learn, right? You're trying to learn the best way to do something. Now you Google it, right? And then you watch YouTube videos on it. And then you start kind of following along a little bit. And then you find another resource. Or you get bored of, trying to figure it out. So you move on and then you forget a thing or two. So you almost have to start back at square one, right? If you're constantly trying to learn, you're constantly trying to find resources to agree with or that fit the style that you're trying to find or replicate, you're never going to get started. You want to get started now. You want to figure out the kinks as you go. If you figure these things out as you're progressing, as you're developing your company, you're going to run into headaches. You're going to run into problems. You're going to have issues. You're going to have customer complaints. Things are going to break down. You're going to damage customer property. All these things are going to happen in your business. You do have to consider some things ahead of time. It's probably a good idea to have insurance from the get-go. We learned that firsthand. Small things like that. But you can find a lot of that being preached by people while you're starting your business. Don't wait to watch every bit of content out there and listen and read every bit of content out there until you start your business, because you're going to wait too long. You're not going to be able to get started. And it's going to be too late. You're going to start in July and now everybody already has a lawn care guy. They already have a landscape project assigned to somebody. They already have their pond installed. They've already done what they want done or plan out what they want done for the year. And they have a guy picked out. Chances are, as long as that guy doesn't skip out, you're not getting a good call. I'm not going to say you're not getting a call. You're not getting a good call. You're going to get the people that waited so long, their grass is 6 foot tall and they need someone to come in and like brush hog it. But instead, they're going to ask the guy with a 21-inch push mower and, a hand-me-down weed whacker that they got on Marketplace that barely runs. Nothing wrong with being that guy. I promise you, there is nothing wrong with being that guy, because that guy is profitable. And we will talk about that a little bit as well. But I want to really drive home the point that the sooner you get started, the sooner you figure things out for yourself, the sooner that you're going to be able to develop a company that you want, the way you want it to run. If there's things that aren't going the way you want them to, you address the problem. You change, a small thing in your business, or you just redo your thought process for how you plan on acquiring customers. Something doesn't work out, you change it. You do something else. Door hangers aren't your thing. Knocking on doors isn't your thing. Do every door direct mail. Go to your post office and ask them, here's 500 flyers. Can I send these out to, this area code? Or I want to send them out to, 3 miles within my address. I don't know exactly how that even works, because we haven't done every door direct mail, but I know it's a thing. You post on Facebook. Anybody in this area looking for lawn care? I've already said before, but for, again, those people that are just getting started and they're new, if you have a wife or somebody that's in like a mom's group on Facebook, there's tons of mom's groups for areas online. That is my biggest source of people coming to us, because their husbands are too busy or they're single moms and they don't want their husbands doing the work, or they don't want to do the work themselves. They're hiring somebody and we're getting all these referrals from other moms, because the moms talk. I'll tell you, the moms do talk. And so we get one job after the other, after the other, after the other. Now, I'm going to tell you from the get-go, they're not necessarily all in the area I want to be. And I've started to get a lot more picky with the calls. And that's something you can do as you grow your business. You can get more picky and you want to, but you could be picky from the get-go as well. Depends how much you need the business. You know, back to your whys. Do you need the money really bad, or do you just need a good business and you want the money to come in, but you don't want it to be too strenuous? You know, the less strain you put on yourself from the beginning is going to be better. I can promise you that. But I'm not going to sit here and stand on my soapbox and say that I wasn't the one out there accepting a job that was 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away, 40 minutes away to make us, you know, a decent profit. The first job we really ever did, we lost money on. If it wasn't the second job, I can't really remember now. You know, that was in like episode 5 probably, but we did a leaf cleanup for like $300 with three guys. It took 3 hours, so 9 man hours, which I don't even know what we charged them for 9 man hours, but it wasn't appropriate. I think we only said it was $300. So when we started out, we were losing money every minute, right? Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. And we're trying to do the best job we can. You know, we really want to drive home the fact that this is our like best work and this is how we operate. We had 2 BG50 blowers. You know, and the right tools are going to be important for you getting started in your business as well. So that's another key thing. So go back and listen to some of those episodes. But man, we didn't have the tools for the job. It took us longer than it should have. Well, we were honest with the customer and we did everything we could. You know, we definitely put in more time than we probably should have there. And we made it look awesome. We got rid of seasons upon seasons of leaves. And then they were a little upset because they're like, oh, well, we thought it was going to be like, you know, better than this. And we're like, well, what do you mean? Like, we got rid of almost probably 90% of 4 seasons of leaves. You know, we hauled back probably 7 trailer loads to the back of the property. You know, I'm talking like a 6x12 trailer at the time is what we were using. So it was probably like 7 of those, you know, loaded up pretty decent. It still blows my mind that like they were a little upset about it. But you really don't know what kind of customers you're going to get. You know what I mean? So you don't know what's going to happen when you go out on these jobs. You're not always going to be profitable. But the goal is to be as profitable as possible. Minimize the strain on your business. Minimize the strain on your body. Minimize your stress. The less stress you have is going to be paramount to, you know, your business developing properly and being able to, you know, talk to customers, take on more work, and plan all that stuff. And then obviously still go about your day and your day job and whatever else you got going on in your life. So when should you get started? You should get started now, right? All right. So circling back to the why a little bit, you know, you answered the question on like why you wanted to get into business. Now, what's your plan? Like who are you getting into business with? Is it going to be you? Is it going to be your family? Is it going to be your friends? Are you in college? Are you just trying to get a couple buddies together and you're going to, you know, start this thing and see what happens? Is it back to the why? Like, is it just to kill time and make some money? Like, is it something that you have interest in? Is it something that your friends have interest in? You know, is it, I'm in business with my dad. And my brothers, you know, obviously help out. My one brother works for us, you know, as an employee. I guess they both do. And then a friend of ours works as an employee. So give me one sec. I got to get a quick sip of water and then we will be right back again. I'm not taking a break this time though. Alrighty, magic of media. I took a sip of water and had my good old coughing fit and we're back into it, right? So, you know, family and friends working for us, but who do you want to go into business with? Do you want to go into business with yourself? It goes back to like your timeline and what you're able to do. Who are you servicing with this business? Obviously, you're servicing your customers, but who is the profit servicing? Is it you, your family, your friends, you know, indirectly? You know, who could be benefiting from this, right? As for the what, like what is your business? So we've gone over the who, the when, and the why. We've touched a little on the where, but we didn't actually get to that. So we will circle, I want to circle back and I want to talk about that. But the what, you know, it's important to define from the beginning what your intentions are. And this goes into your why you're starting a business, but how much work do you want it to be? Is it a lawn care business? Is your goal to pretty much go out and cut the grass, maybe weed whack, and blow all the grass off like the sidewalks and driveways? Because that's mainly what we do. Now, you can consider that lawn maintenance. You know, you just want to make it look good, or lawn care. Lawn care could also be, you know, fertilizing. You could say that's maintenance too. So it depends how you want to look at that. They're pretty synonymous, but some people will use them separately, differently. I just don't think that there's so much of a difference there that you need to worry about that. But is it lawn care? Is it lawn maintenance? Are you planning on doing landscaping, small landscaping, big landscaping? Are you going to be doing like $15,000, $20,000 installs with, you know, trees and completely changing the front or curb appeal of a house? Or are you going to be just doing like, you know, minor, small, like flower installations and stuff like that? Maybe putting some mulch down like that. That's all landscaping. It just really depends on the scale that you want to really get into. And that can still be part of your lawn care business. You can do lawn care landscape. Do you want to get into hardscaping? Which, again, if you're getting into hardscaping, one, you're going to need the knowledge, right? Hopefully. I mean, you could learn that stuff on YouTube, but you can also get certified and do all these things and, you know, learn about the blocks that you're using, learn about the rocks that you're using, and really become an expert on the topic as well as an expert of actually installing them. And there's a difference there as well. You know, you might be really good on paper, but to be good in the field, those are two different things. You need to put them together to really make a phenomenal business out of it. The other thing you could do is, you know, with hardscaping, you kind of get into ponds. You can get into excavation. You can get into doing tree work. You know, where do you want to take this business? That's your what, ultimately, though. Not where do you want to take it, and that's not your where, but like, I'm saying, what goal do you have for this business? You know, just right now, again, you could do a 2-year plan, 1-year plan, 5-year plan. I don't really care, but I just want to say you're getting started in your business in 2023, and this is how you want to get started. I want you to focus in on one of these things, really. I think that that's your best bet. Again, I am not an expert. This is my 3rd year, or we're going into my 3rd year. So don't take me for, you know, some expert. I might have 50 plus podcasts, but you know, we're just talking this out as we're going. This is how I would do it. Or this is my advice from having done 2 years now. And so, and this could be done in tons of different ways. You could decide to do every single one of the things I just mentioned. You could do lawn care, hardscaping, landscaping, ponds, excavating, and tree work. You might not be a small business then. You might, you know, be hiring on people to do this. And you might, your plan is to scale as much as possible the first year and have a multi-million dollar business in 6 months. That's totally fine. Like, if you can get every single one of those entities of your business filled, and that's the kind of like business you want to run, I think that's awesome. I think that, you know, most people take a slow route to it. If you have the capital and the time and the investment that you can make into that, then like, rock on. That is the way to go, I guess. I don't know if I would do it because I don't even know if I am capable of all those things, right? So, but again, it's always important. The goal is to get people who are capable on board with you to be able to fill these positions and fill those needs in your business to fill the needs of your customers. You could always, you know, subcontract and just build a network of subcontractors in your, well, in your network, but through your business. And then you offer one thing, but you know a guy who does tree work. So, you know, they ever need a tree cut down, you can recommend that guy, but you still have all their landscaping stuff or you still have all their lawn care stuff. You got to be careful, you know, giving away, like you don't want to give away a landscape project to a guy who also does lawn care. Now you might because you don't expect them to steal their customer, but you know, if they undercut you by chance, they talk to him and they're like, he's charging me $75 and you'll charge me $55. Like, yeah, we'll go with you. Like, you don't want to be undercut. So you got to be careful with who you give business to. Generally, that's why, like, you wouldn't go like, oh yeah, here's my landscaping friend who also does lawn care. But you know, if anything, try to work out a deal and do it together. Your friend might not do that. Who knows? But just things to think about, you know, trying to grow your business and routes you want to go with it, right? So You know, last but not least, in the five W's, who, what, when, where, why is where. So I want you to set a radius, you know, 3 mile, 5 mile, 2 mile, depends where you are, you know, the type of neighborhood. You might want to drive 5 miles out of the way, but only have a 3 mile radius from that 5 mile area. Now, the reason you might do that, you might have a storage locker. Your goal might be to primarily be in a small subdivision. Subdivisions and like those, what do they say, postage stamp properties, those are great. Those are great time to profit places to be. You can get on a cul-de-sac and do six lawns or three lawns or four lawns in an hour. You know, sometimes I only get one lawn done in an hour and I'm only making, I couldn't even tell you, you know, profitability numbers off the top of my head for that. But, you know, I might make $120 in that hour, but I probably used 60, you know, between everything and when I'm talking costs and everything. So like it's profitable, but was it worth it? Or could I have done, you know, 300 and still only used that 60? And now I just made $240 instead of made $60. So there's different ways to look at that, but you know, it's just same and different ways to cross T's and dot I's, right? If that makes any sense. Ultimately, the goal is to make as much money as possible. That's why you're going into business. That's the entrepreneurship spirit. That's the whole reason why you would really do that in the first place, or do this in the first place, is to make money for yourself, right? You're not going to start a business to lose money. So just my few cents on, you know, getting started with a lawn care business in 2023, your who, what, when, where, why. Answer those questions for yourself. Maybe throw some hows in there, but don't get stuck on the how, all right? Don't find yourself doing all the research and then never actually getting started. There's tons of resources out there. You know, you got YouTube just is like filled with videos on either how to get started, who to talk to, what kind of, you know, how to do services, I should say. So, you know, how to mulch, how to do leaf cleanups, how to, you know, sell to new customers, how to market, just in general. There's how to network. All these things can be answered, but also I would just say get started, do it. You know, talk to your friends, talk to your family. They'll promote it. You'll get word of mouth is probably the best. Actually, not probably. Word of mouth is the best advertising you can have. So get a job or two, do an amazing job, and then from there, they'll tell people about you. And as long as they're in that radius that you define for yourself, I say go for it. You know what I mean? And if they're outside of it, as long as it's profitable and it makes sense, you know, don't stray too far from that circle that you make for yourself. But your service area has exceptions. I will always say that. You know, go where the money is. It's a key point, right? You know, if you're in a job, go where the money is, whether it's you're at a full-time or a corporate job or something like that, and you know, you get another opportunity or another option. Go where the money is, go, but you know, you got to go where the happiness is too. Where does it make sense? Do what makes sense is probably the best way to say it. So not necessarily always chasing the money, but doing what makes sense for you, for your family, for your situation. You know, do you get started on your lawn care business this year? You know, is it feasible and how? You know, we didn't really talk about how. So I guess I shouldn't cut out of here until we say something about how to get started besides, you know, all the information of what we just went over. But what do you have? Like, do you have $2,000 to put down and buy a mower? Zero turn would be my recommendation to most people. But some people, it's going to be, you know, those commercial push mowers. If you don't have that money, go out and you get a Home Depot push mower for $200, $300. If you have that, and then from there, you know, be up front with your customer if they might have a weed whacker if you don't have one, and just tell them you're trying to grow your business from scratch. If I was going to start over again, I would probably start a little bit smaller scale, take smaller lawns, probably push mow more, or at least do ones that I could get a small zero turn on. I probably wouldn't go and get two $14,000 mowers again. I probably wouldn't do that. If I'm just being honest, you know, it's just one of those things where it was a great investment, but at the same time, I'm like, what if I just took $10,000 and bought two $5,000 mowers and they were used, but they still worked great. I'd have been more profitable at the end of it. So instead, we're still paying on mowers. You know, in different ways to skin a cat. That's, you know, the saying. But could I be more profitable down the line with the nicer, newer ones? It's highly possible. Like, yeah, I know the things that go on with them. I know the breakdowns, everything like that. There's different ways to look at business and how you want to operate. I think, you know, like I said, going back, I would probably buy cheap equipment to start and continue to upgrade, but reduce the amount of debt on the business. A lot of different ways to, or routes you can take. You know, like I've talked about it in the past, like you have Sheffield Financial does financing for, you know, mowers and other like type of equipment. And that's a good way to get started if you don't have any capital, but like you could always, there's tons of ways to get loans for stuff. Just what kind of risk do you want to assume to grow this business? And how do you plan on growing your business? How much like dedication do you have? I don't think you should go out and buy anything extravagant until you have a customer base. I think that's important. Like, don't go out and spend $5,000, $10,000, but not have any customers. That's really putting yourself out on a limb. And I've heard success stories of guys who have done it. And so it's possible. Don't get me wrong. And you might be that self-dedicated, self-righteous person that's capable of doing that. But a lot of people will get started and then, you know, you knock on 100 doors and you get one customer and you're really defeated. But like, it's just kind of the way it is. You're only going to get that one yes per 100 or so. So you really have to be careful with how you get started and how much capital you're going to invest from the very get-go. A lot of the stuff I've heard is you're better off with putting your money towards marketing in the beginning. And so don't market yourself as, you know, this huge business. Be honest with people. Like, I'm just getting started. And so I want to, it's me, a push mower. I, you know, got a blower, a weed whacker. Those are the very basics that where I would suggest you start. Depending on, you know, do you have a truck? Do you have a car? Do you have a trailer? Those things continue to grow as you can. You know, if you have a car, you're just going to be that guy in the car for a little bit until you have enough money to buy that truck. And then once you have that money saved up to get the truck, you know, you get that and it makes it a little bit easier for you to get around. You know, throw the equipment up in the back of the truck. You can do cleanups. You can do things like that to make it a little bit easier. Who knows? But again, so many ways to get started, so many different starting points for people. I think that's important to note is some people get started with thousands and thousands of dollars in cash or hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, and they can just, you know, start a business and put $10,000 on marketing and grow their business to multi-millions in 6 months. That's probably not going to be what happens. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, we're going to scale and you're going to see continual growth year after year, as long as you're consistent and you keep at it. And so that's where we're at, you know, going into year three. I think we pretty much we probably did three times as much revenue this year, maybe a little bit more. And, you know, revenue doesn't necessarily define success either. I wouldn't say we were any more profitable. If anything, we were less profitable this year than we were last year, because now I was paying people to do some of the work. You know, we bought more equipment to grow and scale our business. And so, you know, I was making an investment in this year to grow next year and grow the year after that. So again, you gotta really just take it year by year, month by month, grow your business. And the only way that you can do that is getting started now. If you're planning on starting your business, get started. All right, start doing your research, but don't get stuck in your research too long. I want to say thank you for listening. And if you are, you know, someone who has listened to the episodes before, just thanks for sticking around. I know this is a lot of stuff that we might have either touched on before or kind of irrelevant stuff if you've already grown and developed your business into year 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, whatever it is. You know, hopefully it was a fresh or refreshing episode to listen to, and welcome back, everybody. Happy 2023. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and I will catch you on the next episode.